You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Jeremy and I were reading the story on Friday and had a few chats about it, and we decided, no, this should be something that spills onto the airwaves. It was a story. The headline. Let me give you the headline.
Yeah.
Headline said 1 in 4 people still have mementos of a past relationship, and so we started talking about it. And it's funny to me because the people's views on this can be so drastically different.
Right.
All the way from, hey, if you've got something from a past relationship that's almost like you're cheating on me and you can't let it go and I won't forgive that, all the way to people who are like, what's the big
deal? Who cares? Yeah.
Who cares that it's, you know, in a tub in the storage room or whatever.
Right. So it's a pair of socks or whatever. Wear the socks. Live your life.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean,
I've definitely morphed over the years. I mean, in my younger days, yes, when I started dating Nicole almost 20 years ago now, you know, I was immature and stupid. And I wanted to have her mostly purge everything from a past relationship because, yes, it was somehow holding on to those previous guys or whatever. But I mean, as you get older, I think it's like you're going to have a past. You're going to have a history. You're going to have trinkets. So who cares? You know, I've definitely morphed in that way. I actually feel bad now looking back at...
When you went through all of her stuff.
When I went through her stuff, I threw some of her stuff away. I feel bad now. I mean, that was her choice to throw that stuff away, not me. And here I am with a whole bunch of stuff from ex-girlfriends.
Oh. What do you got?
I can think of a really cool beer... like mug,
like a stein,
like a couple steins that I have.
Okay,
I can think of some T-shirts. I went through a Tigger phase.
Oh,
and
my
I got some Tigger
God.
Stuffed animals.
Ladies, he's taken. Sorry.
And I think the biggest thing that
can we go back? You just used the phrase "I went through a Tigger phase."
I went through a Tigger phase
as an adult.
Yeah. This was a long time ago. No, so that would have been like
late teens.
Still. And then the girlfriend thought it would be cute to give me, you know, a bunch of Tigger-related, you know, whatever.
And you still have that?
I still have a couple of those. But I think the biggest thing that I still have from an ex is herpes. I think that's probably the thing that I've held on to the most.
You know what? Your mom just dropped her coffee.
So I still have that.
Should we just end the topic right now? That's fantastic.
Disclaimer, I don't have herpes.
He was just kidding.
I'm just goofing.
Danny, he was just kidding.
Just goofing, Mom. I don't have the herp.
But 1 in 4 people, I find this number to be a lie.
Really?
I don't believe that 3 out of 4 people have nothing from a past relationship. I don't believe it. I think this is one of those things where when people are asked, they want to say the right thing. And in their mind, the right thing is, I don't hold on to anything.
Yeah, it's the noble thing, you know.
Right.
I love who I'm with.
Right. I would never keep a single solitary thing because they're afraid that some people might judge that as, well, you just can't let go. Well, it's not that you can't let go of the relationship, but as has been already said in the last couple of minutes, everybody has a past
right,
life.
You're going to have
And why
something.
Do you have to pretend like that life never existed before you met someone else? We
right.
all have something. It doesn't change how you feel about your current relationship.
I think it's because of whatever was given, there was some sort of sentimental attachment to that object. So I guess if you're a jealous type person and you know that your SO has that and maybe they see it, it's going to instantly conjure up feelings of a different time, a different love. Oh, there's memories associated with those pairs of pants or whatever, you know, and you just kind of feel like, well, there's it's sentimental is the only way I can describe it. There's sentimental attachment to it.
I remember when I was dating Gretchen, I remember going to her house and she would have even stuff that was out, you know, and it didn't bother me at all. I'm like, that's her past. She had some pictures that were just lying around down in the basement.
A couple locks of hair, no big deal.
Right. It's like, I don't care. And I don't know if that makes me a weirdo that I don't care at all about that stuff. Are people going to say, well, then if you don't have a little bit of jealousy like that, then you just don't really love them as much as you should. I'm like, well,
maybe.
I want to know what our listeners have held on to.
Yeah, what do you have?
What do you have from a past relationship, and where are you keeping it?
Yeah, whether it's out or it's closed and you still wear it, or if it's tucked in a box in the basement somewhere.
No, it would be different if you're in a relationship with someone and they keep a picture of that person by the bedside.
That's probably weird.
That's different.
This is Brad, my ex.
What do you have? Let's start with Courtney. Good morning, Courtney. Welcome to the show.
Courtney.
Going once.
Oh, Courtney.
Hope it's not our phone.
Our phone's messed up, yeah.
Here's E. Good morning, E. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, guys. I'm not a liar. I do have some mementos.
What do you have?
Well, I have jewelry. I have love letters. I have just silly trinkets. And I thought I didn't have pictures. I have pictures.
Tell me about those love letters, though.
They're corny as hell. That's the best part about it.
Right.
It does take you back to another time when you look at them. And you're right. It's a good time that you got those things. So it's a good memory. But at the same time, that was a different you. And you can look back almost like a sneak peek at, your past.
So are you with somebody right now currently?
Yeah.
Do they know about all your trinkets and love letters and jewelry?
Oh, yeah.
And they don't care.
He's cool with it?
No, because like you guys said, it is a part of your past. It's not something I display and think about every day and pause. You know what I mean? It's just there.
I would have a hard time with the jewelry, knowing like if an ex-boyfriend gave her a nice necklace or something and then she wore that out to dinner or something and you're looking across from her.
Why?
And you're like, that's the ex-boyfriend's necklace that he gave you.
Oh, I wouldn't care about that.
Oh, see, that would kind of weird me out a little bit.
So, confession, it weirded.
Say it again. Your phone cut out.
I said the confession is I don't wear it because I feel weird about it, too. So I just have it. It's in the trinkets box. And it's real jewelry, but it's put away.
Well, I'm glad you called us, and I hope you have a great Monday, all righty?
Bye, E.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks very much. Did we get Courtney back?
Let's try.
Hi, Courtney.
Hi.
There she
is.
Hello. Hey.
Hi.
So what do you have?
I have some good jewelry, some diamonds. I just can't part with it. And like the past caller said, it's kind of more awkward for me, like just thinking, oh, that came from Brad. Or that's but I'm not throwing diamonds away.
Well, so, do you still wear those?
I do occasionally. I've thought about melting it down. My husband totally knows about it, and he doesn't care. It's not like a constant conversation. So,
Why don't you just sell them and make some cash?
Yeah, I thought about melting it down and like putting the diamonds like into some like mixture of a ring or something. But
I mean, and use that to go get something, get a different diamond maybe.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, upgrade.
Yeah, there you go, y'all. Ding!
See, aren't you glad you called?
I am. Thank you.
Yeah, go ring shopping.
Courtney, have a great Monday, okay?
You as well.
Thanks for being on the show. Here's Andrea. Good morning, Andrea. Welcome.
Hi, boys.
What do you have?
It's not what I have. It's what my mom has.
Okay.
The wedding ring that she wears is actually from her first marriage, not the one to my dad. But she's been wearing it for about 42 years. So I don't think it's a big deal.
So did your dad also give her a ring?
He got her a ring that has diamonds in it, but she doesn't wear that. She has that one, but she wears the other one on a daily basis.
Wow. Is it just a band?
Yeah, so she wears just the band.
The band from the old guy.
Yeah, because it was engraved with like flowers and things, and it matches a set of jewelry that belonged to her grandmother. So there's a whole history behind it.
Okay. Well, there's a story behind it.
So I get that. I think I would draw the line in my wife wearing another man's wedding ring.
Right. And it's engraved with their names, inside of it.
Right.
You know?
After everything I said, I know that doesn't sound right, but there is a difference there.
Totally is.
Tell your mom to stop doing that.
Nah, it's been 42 years.
I don't care.
It's been 42 years.
She's not changing her ways, though.
Andrea, have a great day.
Yeah. Thanks, you too.
Thanks for being on the show.
So this was from Brian on Facebook. He says, morning, D and J. Check this out. I have an ex-girlfriend's retainer. Gross, right? She left it at my apartment after a night of staying over. We got into a fight during the week, and we broke up. She never came back for the retainer. I tossed it in a drawer, and 10 years later, I still have it in a box in the basement. It's just too funny to throw away now.
There's no way any new girlfriend or wife could get mad at that.
At all. That's weird. Unless you like take it and make like the new girlfriend put it in her mouth or something, you know. Put this in your mouth. Is that a retainer? How weird is that?
Who's that from?
Brian.
Brian, you're a weirdo.
Brian, you're a dork.
Regina said, hey, boys, I look at this another way. If you keep things from an old love, it's no different than holding on to clothes, old clothes that no longer fit. You wouldn't keep a 10-year-old pair of pants that not only don't fit but aren't in style. Well, your old relationship didn't fit your life either, so why keep it at all? Okay, deep.
Deep.
And
whoa.
Profound, and whoa. It actually makes sense.
Whoa. A retainer!